بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Enmity of arrogant powers towards Iran originates from Leather's anti-arrogance and colonialist spirit. This is the part of a televised speech delivered on January 9, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of an uprising by the people of Qom on January 9, 1978.
The January 9th uprising was a brilliant combination of zeal and rationality. I wish to present a brief explanation to make it clear how successful this uprising has been in the area of rationality. The goal of the tyrants was to shatter Imam's sanctity. They did not have access to his physical body because at that time Imam resided in Najaf, but they felt they could question and insult his name, his memory, and his sanctity. They felt the opportunity was right and started. So it was a calculated move. In other words, they had hatched a plot and formulated a plan before starting. However, the people of Qom foiled their plan. The action of the people of Qom ruined the enemy's calculations. The Quran says, "But it is the faithful who are the outmaneuvered ones." The Holy Quran, Surah 52, verse 42. They hatched a plot, but it ended to their own disadvantage.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They wanted to break Imam, but their move caused Imam to achieve a more powerful, brilliant appearance. They wanted to weaken Imam's relationship with the people, but this relationship became stronger. They wanted to weaken the movement, but the movement became stronger. In fact, the people's move guaranteed that the calculations they had made would end in this result. I am not saying that each and every person who came into the streets had made this calculation, but behind that collective movement, which was inspired by God the Exalted, there existed an important calculation that disrupted and shattered the enemy's calculations. That is, the same person who described Iran as an island of stability on January 1, 1978, Carter, was forced to send General Haizer to Tehran in order to extinguish the movement at any cost, with a coup or by massacring the people. Of course, thankfully, they were unsuccessful in that move as well, since they failed to prevent the revolution from being successful. The US's wrong calculations in their system of calculations keep continuing.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.